While Europe has been focused on the wildfires raging across Greece in recent days, Canada and the United States have also been experiencing big trouble. Our next guest is journalist John Valiant, whose book Fire Weather, The Making of a Beast, argues we're increasingly living in a flammable world and what's more, we're ill-prepared. Good morning, John.
Hello, Paul. Good to be with you.
Thanks for joining us. Can you tell us why you believe the city of Vancouver dodged a bullet last Tuesday when a six-story wooden condo went up in smoke?
Yeah, this was 5 kilometers from my house. And you think of a six-story condo under construction and you imagine a large house fire. Paul, these flames were 100 feet tall. There was a 30-meter construction crane, a 50-tonner, huge thing that melted and fell over. It completely blocked a major thoroughfare, took out all the trolley wires, crushed a house on the other side of the street. And the flames, there was so much energy coming out of this fire that it sent embers the size of hand grenades and coconuts into a nearby forest and peppered the forest and each of those had to be chased down. And this, I give you this example because this is happening all over the North American West right now. It's happening all over Latin America. And I understand you've even had some fires in Ireland, which is quite unusual, at least from 20 years ago. So things are hotter, things are drier, and fire is moving faster through that more free environment.
Climate change experts would suggest that we need to prepare for this world on fire, but what exactly can be done about, say, levels of preparedness?
Well, I think we need to do 3 things at once. And the first is to decarbonize as rapidly as possible. You know, it's greenhouse gases that are creating these heating conditions on our planet that are drying out soils, drying out forests, and making fire more easy to burn on the landscape. And then the other thing we have to do is really look at our communities as flammable spaces rather than as just simply as places we live in. And I think so many of us in temperate climates like Ireland, like British Columbia, where I live, we think of it, you know, this is a damp, rainy place, and fires don't start easily. And that's not true anymore. And we're continually caught off guard. And when you talk to people who are going through these large urban fires that have, you know, burnt parts of Alberta, burnt parts of Colorado, California, Hawaii, all of them are unanimously say, I can't believe how fast the fire moved. And that's what's different now. And it's that little tweaking of the temperature, a little bit hotter, and there's a bit more evaporation. So you have drier fuels, drier air, and that gives the fire more room to move and spread. And it's we have to think about where we live in a different way, and we have to think about our relationship to fire in a different way. Most of us, you know, aren't used to that, aren't ready for that yet.
And how can firefighters change the way? I mean, you mentioned earlier on that Oregon is experiencing record blazes, but if they're dealing with embers the size of coconuts, how are they going to be able to solve it? Or is it basically a forlorn attempt to be able to stop something which, once it's got a grip?
That's a really good point. And I think, you know, when fires are out in the forest, wildfire fighters tend to let them go, but when they're coming into the built environment, what we call the wildland urban interface or the WUI, you know, a term everyone needs to learn now, I'm afraid, that's when we need to fight harder because we don't want to lose the houses, we don't want to lose the buildings, we don't want to lose our communities. And that's where we have to take a different approach, and that's going to involve a way of looking at how our houses are built, how they're positioned next to each other, and the types of home protection that we can bring to bear. And that's a longer conversation, but the first step is thinking about our neighborhoods as flammable spaces, and we're not used to that. But that's what firefighters are really struggling with now, and it's a new way of thinking, and we're not ready for it yet. And you can see firefighters struggling with it. So in Vancouver, we had 2 big fires on Tuesday. It maxed out almost the entire city force. And that has really never happened before. And that was 2 fires. And imagine if there had been a 3rd fire. Imagine if there had been a heat dome and the temperature had been higher. You know, and this could happen in the suburbs of Dublin, too. And so it's really a shock for everybody. But we have to learn from the experiences of Valparaiso, Chile, and Paradise, California, okay, and Lahaina and Fort McMurray, Alberta.
Journalist and author John Valiant, thank you very much for joining us.